Gerald Wallace scored 20 points, making a key three-pointer with 2 minutes to go, and the Blazers won 105-97. That avenges a loss to the Clippers in L.A. on New Year's Day. Wallace says a great team effort carried them to the win.
You know, I think we came out and played as a team. We played through some adversity, you know, some tough moments throughout the game, but we were able to stick together and pull it out, and I think this was a good mental win for us.
Wesley Matthews and LaMarcus Aldridge each scored 18 for the 7-2 Blazers, who have now won 2 straight, 4 of 5, and are perfect 6-0 at home. Raymond Felton collected 17 points, 8 assists, and Marcus Camby chipped in with 12 and 11 boards. Portland hosts Orlando tonight. You can catch it right here on KBND with a 6 o'clock pregame and a 7 o'clock tip. Other winners in the NBA last night were Houston, Philadelphia, Washington, Dallas, Chicago, Milwaukee, Oklahoma City, Utah, the Lakers, and Golden State. Baylor quarterback Robert Griffin III has informed head coach Art Briles that he will enter the NFL draft. The Heisman Trophy winner is projected as a top 10 pick after passing for nearly 4,300 yards, 37 touchdowns, and just 6 interceptions in the season. The deadline for underclassmen to declare is Sunday. A group of former NFL players files a mass personal injury lawsuit against the league in Philadelphia federal court. The complaint alleges the NFL has long been aware of the serious risks to football players from head impacts and chose to downplay the scientific evidence acknowledging these risks. And Floyd Mayweather Jr. has taken to Twitter to challenge fellow star boxer Manny Pacquiao. Mayweather said on his Twitter page, quote, "Manny Pacquiao, I'm calling you out. Let's fight May 5th and give the world what they want to see," added Mayweather. "Step up, punk." Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.